Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Before we get started, just a heads up. This episode contains mentions of rape and violence. Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. Historically, women have been told to make themselves smaller, to diminish themselves. Some have used that idea to their advantage, disappearing into new identities. For others, a disappearance was the end to their stories, but the beginning of a new chapter in their legacies. This month, we're telling the stories of these women. We're talking about disappearing acts. Today, we're talking about a woman who symbolized resilience, courage, and the indomitable spirit of the indigenous peoples of North America. Let's talk about Anna May Aquash. Anna May was born on March 27, 1945, on the Mi'kmaq Indian Reserve in Nova Scotia, Canada. Her mother supported Anna May and her two sisters through welfare and work as a housekeeper. Anna May's father worked in Maine in logging camps. Anna May left Nova Scotia when she was 16. She moved to Maine to work as a farmhand. From there, she joined a group of Eastern Canadians known as Maritimers in their migration to Boston to find better employment. In 1965, Anna May married fellow Mi'kmaq Jake Maloney. They had two daughters together before divorcing a few years later. In Boston, Anna May joined a group that helped Indigenous people find jobs and education and fight addictions. It was called the Boston Indian Council. There, she witnessed firsthand the discrimination and marginalization faced by Indigenous communities at the hands of colonial powers. So when she was offered a scholarship to Brandeis University, Anna May turned it down to continue her Indigenous community advocacy work. Determined to make a difference, Anna May became actively involved in the American Indian Movement, or AIM, during the 1970s. This marked a period of intense activism and social upheaval. AIM was an anti-establishment movement, modeled after the Black Panthers. AIM promoted Indigenous rights in the United States. The organization was known as one of the more radical advocacy groups for Indigenous civil rights. Anna May participated in many of its protests, marches, and advocacy campaigns. In 1972, AIM organized the Trail of Broken Treaties March in Washington, D.C. Anna May was among the protesters who occupied the Bureau of Indian Affairs building. Demonstrators hung a banner that said, "Native American Embassy," and barricaded themselves inside, going through boxes and boxes of documents. The next year, Anna May went to South Dakota. There, she joined the 10-week occupation of the Village of Wounded Knee at the Lakota Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. In 1890, federal troops perpetrated a massacre of the Sioux people at Wounded Knee. This occupation was in protest of decades of the U.S. government failing to honor Native treaties. Anna May was eager to be among her fellow AIM activists. She wrote in a letter to her sister, "The whole country changed with only a handful of raggedy-ass pilgrims that came over here in the 1500s. And it can take a handful of raggedy-ass Indians to do the same, and I intend to be one of those raggedy-ass Indians." But AIM suffered from a misogynistic, hierarchical social order. And when Anna May was put on kitchen duty by AIM's leader, she replied, "Mr. Banks, I didn't come here to wash dishes. I came here to fight." Not even Anna May's own people were going to deny her participation in this standoff. She was aware of the corruption and injustice inside the organization, and she didn't shy away from it. Instead, she spoke out and challenged leadership. This ruffled feathers within AIM. Anna May left Pine Ridge before the occupation culminated in the death of two FBI agents. Still, she stood firm in her convictions and fought for the rights of her people through other AIM projects. In December of 1975, Anna May's life came to a mysterious and untimely end. She disappeared under suspicious circumstances. And 2 months later, a rancher found her body at the bottom of a 30-foot embankment on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Her cause of death was listed as exposure, and she was buried in an unidentified grave. But her family knew better. Her family demanded a second autopsy. It was discovered that Anna May was raped and shot in the back of the head. Later evidence showed that she was kidnapped and interrogated. Anna May's murder made national and local headlines, but not always with accurate information. This began a 35-year investigation into Anna May's death. Speculation and theories abound regarding the events leading to Anna May's demise. Some believe she was targeted for her activism, silenced by those threatened by her unwavering commitment to justice. Others say AIM members suspected Anna May was an FBI informant, and that played a role in her death. Over time, the investigation stalled as AIM members refused to cooperate with prosecutors. They didn't trust the authorities. It wasn't until the late 1990s that AIM members began to come forward. One of AIM's former security guards, Arlo Looking Cloud, confessed to taking part in Anna May's abduction and murder. He then shared that another AIM member, John Graham, was responsible for pulling the trigger. The two men were sentenced to life in prison. In 2004, Anna May's body was returned and buried in Nova Scotia. Today, her story symbolizes the injustice and oppression Indigenous women face. Her life and death also helped inspire the mission behind the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, or MMIW, movement. In February of 2019, the South Dakota Senate Committee introduced a bill that would require the Division of Criminal Investigation to begin setting guidelines for data collection of possible MMIW cases. All month, we're talking about disappearing acts. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.